10 states, including Arkansas, are asking the Trump administration to end a federal program which grants temporary legal status to more than a million young people brought unlawfully into the U.S. by parents or guardians. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville reports.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has joined nine other state attorneys general and the governor of Idaho in sending a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions asking to revoke Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. The program was initiated via executive order by the Obama administration in 2012 after Congress failed to act on sweeping immigration reform. DACA conveys temporary legal status to law-abiding undocumented youth, enabling them to work and drive. As of 2012, more than 1.2 million young people have been documented in the United States, a term used by immigrant rights organizers like Maria Reith, founding executive director of the Arkansas United Community Coalition based in Springdale.
It is the exact opposite type of policy that we need right now in the very complicated area of immigration, and puts at risk not only close to a million documented families, of which 11,000 live in Arkansas, but also all of the employers and extended networks that these individuals touch.
Arkansas Public Media queried Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge for comment. She declined, deferring to a press release issued by her office June 30th, which states DACA is unlawful, no new permit should be issued, and that the program must end because the executive actions lack statutory authorization from Congress. She's part of a 10-state coalition that has set a September 5th deadline for the Trump administration to rescind DACA. If the administration refuses, the coalition will continue pursuit of a lawsuit currently pending in a Texas district court. But Maria Reith argues the program has transformed the fates of many young people in Arkansas, now employed in the private, public, and corporate sectors, including Walmart, the world's largest retailer based in Bentonville.
And are playing a key role with their bicultural and biliterate background in terms of being able to bring multiple perspectives to the business world that helps Walmart stay on its cutting edge.
Reith knows of youth employed at Arkansas's World Trade Center as well, also headquartered in Bentonville. And others, she says, are pursuing marketing careers.
And helping the messaging of our Fortune 500 companies in the area to make sure we're reaching individuals from diverse backgrounds and age groups and generations. All of these opportunities would be lost if a program like this were to go away.
Two Obama-era immigration deferment programs have already gone away under the Trump administration. On June 15th, the Department of Homeland Security rescinded the proposed DAPA program, Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, which would provide temporary legal status to undocumented parents of American-born or lawfully present children. The DACA program was also set to expand to an estimated 330,000 more youth, and work authorization permits would have increased from 2 to 3 years. Attorney General Rutledge says she's not asking for youth with current DACA credentials to be deported or permits rescinded, but if the program is revoked, all DACA credentials will eventually lapse, forcing more than a million youth back into the shadows. The DACA revocation request aligns with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement executive order issued 4 months ago. Its stated aim, to stem illegal immigration and facilitate the detection, apprehension, detention, and removal of aliens who have no lawful basis to enter or remain in the United States. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville for Arkansas Public Media.